Weekday commuters on the Massachusetts Turnpike saw big changes today, but not the big traffic jams some feared might occur. This was the first workday of all-electronic open road tolling statewide. The switch to the new cashless tolling system and the start of a project to clear away all 23 now obsolete toll plazas on the Mass Pike apparently went off without a hitch.
This morning went really well, and I do believe that the credit goes to months of planning, coordination, and execution. But the real credit goes to the traveling public.
Massachusetts Highway Administrator Thomas Tinlin urged drivers to continue to plan their turnpike travel as if they were heading out in a snowstorm for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Commuters were advised to leave for work early, take public transit, or telecommute if possible.
They don't give trophies out after the first game, so this is the first step of a much larger journey that we're all going down together.
Crews at the 23 active construction sites along the turnpike are tearing down the toll plaza canopies, removing the toll booths and concrete dividers, and filling in tunnels that connected the booths. The areas must be repaved and new lane markers painted. Tinlin at a news conference Monday said the work is ahead of schedule overall. 76 of the 155 toll booths have been torn down. The toll booths at West Stockbridge were gone by 8 a.m. Monday. Toll plaza canopies will be raised Monday night in Westfield, West Springfield, Chicopee, and Ludlow, MassDOT reported. During the construction work at the toll plazas, the number of lanes available is reduced and the speed limit is 15 miles per hour. 200 Massachusetts state troopers have been assigned to enforce the traffic rules in the work zones, according to State Police Superintendent Colonel Richard McEwen.
Since the beginning of the project, we've only had one minor crash at a work zone. By comparison, last year there were 4 crashes at interchanges during this time. 2 years ago, we had 10 crashes. So a lot of that's attributed to the planning and the visibility out there at the work zones.
The switch to all-electronic open road tolling happened just after 10 p.m. Friday. Toll booths closed, and motorists are now being charged when they drive underneath any of 16 gantries with sensors and cameras that are stationed along the 132-mile length of the highway. Steve Collins, MassDOT Director of Tolling, said the system had logged 2.8 million transactions between the time it went live Friday night and 8 a.m. Monday.
Right now, we're very close to 80% of those 2.8 million transactions being EasyPass transactions. So there's nothing to make us think that we won't hit that 80% mark during the normal work week.
Collins said there are almost 3 million EasyPass transponders in use in Massachusetts. Motorists with a Massachusetts-issued EasyPass transponder pay the lowest toll rate. People with no transponder are charged the highest tolls under a so-called pay-by-plate system where the registered owner of the car whose license plate is photographed passing under a gantry is sent a bill in the mail. MassDOT has announced a 6-month grace period for people to obtain transponders and be refunded the difference between what they are billed under the pay-by-plate rate and what they would have paid if they had a transponder attached to the car. MassDOT officials said Friday that grace period will be in effect for all future new Massachusetts EasyPass customers to accommodate new arrivals to the state, such as college students. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.